It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country. And this country, in true Australian fashion, rallied together on Sunday, February 16th, to help out our mates who are suffering from the bushfires. It was the concert for National Bushfire Relief at ANZ Stadium in Sydney. What a lineup, featuring Adam Lambert with Queen. Ronan Keating was there, Delta Goodrum, Five Sauce, and Pete Murray. And Pete, he has taken the time out to join us here tonight on Ausmade. Pete Murray, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, pleasure.
What an absolutely amazing initiative to have been a part off there, Pete. So Artists Unite for Firefight, Concert for National Bushfire Relief. They've got an album out now too, featuring yourself on this 2-disc. Money from this is still going towards helping people out there. It's gone to number one on the ARIA charts as well. Pete, did you actually know anyone that was affected by this firsthand?
Well, look, we had, living up in Byron Bay area, so we had fires that came pretty close. I've never been that close to a fire like that size before. So it was pretty scary. Fires got to about 20 k's away from my place. So we were at that point, we're like, you know, if the wind changed, it was going to come our direction, we were going to be in a lot of trouble. And just the kind of concern and, I guess, fear you had of, like, what do we do? How do we go about this? You know, what happens next? Luckily, it didn't hit my house, but having that fear of knowing that it's just, you can see the smoke, and we're living in smoke for a couple of weeks. Yeah. It was really quite bad here and very hazy. Yeah, that's really as close as I came to it, but we had some other friends who were caught in it. They're okay, but lost their house. So, you know, it's a pretty nasty thing to happen. I don't know how people can stay and fight. I was ready to pack up and go.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was confident enough to take on a fire that size.
Knowing people that were so close to you and being a little bit close yourself, was that something that helped fire you up in particular to get involved with Artists Unite for Firefight, the bushfire concert relief?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, a lot of people do it tough, don't they? And I think when a fire comes through and takes it, pretty much everything that they've got, it's a real struggle. So I think to come in with the fire relief and just how everyone supported this concert was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They raised close to $10 million. It was a pretty incredible thing to be involved with. The beauty of doing music is people love music, don't they? But when you can actually change someone's life through music, that's the best thing, pretty incredible thing. To be part of that, to be on the same stage with a lot of those acts, like, you know, Queen, John Farnham, and Olivia John. I met Olivia and John that day. You know, that was amazing. Olivia actually came up to me and I got a tap on the shoulder and she said, "Oh, I loved your set." And I was like, "Wow,
wicked.
I love you." So it was really nice to just be involved in that. It was very positive. The whole day was very positive. And I think it's great to see, you know, when Aussies do get behind each other when in a time of need.
Yeah. Sure. Is there anything more Australian than getting up there as a singer-songwriter, singing in your singlet with your acoustic guitar, helping out your mates and helping out Australia as a country?
I don't think so. I think that's a pretty good thing. Actually, I did get a bit of a ribbing off a couple of mates for wearing a singlet.
But no way.
Yeah, the funny thing is I'm from Byron. Like, I mean, this is kind of pretty normal, warmish day. So I'm like, I'm wearing a singlet. But that's just what I'm doing. Actually, it was Pat Davin from Grinspoon.
So,
mate, I'm going to have to buy some sleeves for Chris. Thanks, mate.
No, I reckon your arms will fill out a T-shirt a little bit better than his, wouldn't they?
He's a good mate because he lives around this area where I do. So yeah. He was just giving me a bit of a hard time. But
and Pete, how did you go about choosing the set to be on such a huge platform?
That was a hard thing to do because there's probably other songs that I would prefer to play live. But in that set where you got, you know, mass amount of people watching you play, probably a lot of people that don't know all the live stuff that you do or all the songs that are on your albums, they'll know that the hit songs. So it's kind of caught in that situation where I'm going, well, these are the songs I could play. I'm actually going to try and squeeze in another song in the set and just do shorter versions of them. So just kind of pump through them a little bit. I think I end up doing 4 on the day. But it's hard to choose those songs because, you know, songs like So Beautiful and An Opportunity are quite mellow. So part of me wanted to get up and do something that's a bit more energetic. And I decided to do, you know, Better Days, So Beautiful, Opportunity, and Feeler's
the one on the album,
you know,
yeah.
Where everything started. So
now, we've touched on just before as well with Olivia Newton-John, like with such a star-starter, not only Australian outfit, but also these internationals. Who were some of your favourites that you might have met or you might have not met throughout this whole process before?
The favourite on the night was, of course, Queen. Everyone wanted to see Queen. That was pretty incredible. I thought that Adam Lambert sang sensationally. I thought he was really on the money with that stuff. It was great to be there and to be part of a lot of the other acts. You know, I'm a Sony artist, so there was some great Sony artists there.
Absolutely.
Jessica Mowboy, she's such an amazing singer and such a beautiful person. Guy Sebastian's a really nice guy as well. John Farnham, those guys are all kind of legends. I know, it was great. It really was a special day. I basically saw everything that I wanted. I brought my wife and little daughter, Sachi, who she's 2.
What an awesome lineup. Everyone was just there for such an awesome cause as well. Everything else going on at the moment, Pete, a bit of a disrupted 2020 so far. What does 2020 look like for Pete Murray?
I had some new music, which I'm just basically waiting to get 2 mixes mixes done, two final mixes for a couple of songs. Then we were looking at putting out some new music. We really don't know what's happening at the moment. So, you know, this might not come out till the end of the year or might not even come out till next year. Now, I just don't know.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, everyone just get around Artist Unite for Firefight, the concert for National Bushfire Relief. And the exciting thing about the album as well is that all the proceeds that are received, they'll be donated to Sony Foundation Australia to support young Australians in the bushfire-affected communities. Like, how amazing is that? Not only do you get an awesome two-disc album with all the incredible Australian artists and internationals, but you're helping still by getting your money to those in need.
Dennis Hanlon, the boss of Sony, he's been running that company for a long time now, I think over 35 years. An incredibly generous person. Dennis has started the Sony Foundation, and they've given a lot of money to this as well. So I think on the day they gave $200,000, I think it was a lot. 100% of the money goes to where it should go, which is where what should happen.
Pete Murray, we really appreciate you taking the time out with this amazing cause and the time out for us here on Ozmade tonight, mate.
Thanks, mate. My pleasure. Nice to talk to you too. Hey, this is Pete Murray here. You're listening to Ozmade. This is my live version of Feeler from the Firefight concert.